Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reported 5 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, 2 in Fairbanks, 2 in Anchorage, and 1 in Palmer, bringing the statewide total to 119. Speaking during a video conference yesterday, Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said Fairbanks is considered the state's hotspot for COVID spread based on several factors.
When we're looking at the epidemiology of these graphs and the curves and looking at the cases and numbers, we're looking at how many community cases we have. We're looking at cases in high vulnerable populations, such as long-term care facilities. And we're looking at what sort of spread, how many case contacts those people have.
There have been groups of COVID cases linked to a Fairbanks medical office building and at the Denali Center long-term care facility. Outbreaks, Zink says, have made Fairbanks the prime focus of the state's epidemiology team.
We are concerned about those 2 clusters that are happening in Fairbanks.
Fairbanks is getting more resources in an effort to try to break the chain of transmission, including additional test kits. And Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Dr. Michelle Ney says that affects the criteria for determining who gets tested.
If you are having symptoms that might be consistent with COVID, we want you to call the hotline, discuss this with the provider that is on the line, and you most likely will be referred in to get testing.
Some COVID tests are quickly processed by the state virology laboratory in Fairbanks, but health officials caution others go through a commercial lab, which can take a week or longer. Denali Center Administrator Liz Woodyard says all of the long-term care facilities, 73 residents and 135 staff have been tested, and that with about half of the results in Monday afternoon, those for 2 residents and 4 staff had so far come back positive. Speaking during an online press briefing, Woodyard said residents remain in good spirits.
They're doing well. They're taking this in stride. They're doing their very best. The staff is also doing well.
The Denali Center is one of several Fairbanks healthcare facilities operated by the nonprofit Foundation Health Partners. FHP Quality Medical Director Angelique Ramirez says the nature of the novel coronavirus makes spread of the disease especially insidious.
As we learn more about COVID-19, it's clear that asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic transmission is a part of the disease process. Foundation Health Partners, occupational health protocols of staying home when ill and twice daily temperature monitoring of employees will only detect COVID-19 disease after the development of symptoms.
Dr. Ramirez says that underscores the importance of all FHP facility staff wearing masks and broader community measures to self-isolate and social distance. Alaska Congressman Don Young has only praise for the $2.2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill the U.S. House passed last week and the president signed into law. Alaska Public Media reports that in a teleconference with reporters yesterday, Young talked about the benefits for small businesses and unemployed people, as well as the checks most Americans will receive.
Every person will get $1,200. Not all Alaskans, but those that have paid their taxes a certain time, $500 per child.
Earlier this month, Young opposed a much smaller coronavirus stimulus bill. In a March 13th speech in Palmer, recorded by the Mat-Su Valley Frontiersman, Young blamed the media for stoking fear of the virus and cautioned against spending money the country doesn't have.
We're going to borrow that money from the future generations. To solve the problem right now, it's been created primarily by hysteria.
Young left Washington early and missed the March 14th vote on the $105 billion Families First coronavirus bill. It allows paid sick leave for some workers, expands unemployment coverage, and provides free coronavirus testing. In Palmer, Young called it a dumb bill filled with, quote, socialist ideas. But in retrospect, yesterday, Young took a different view.
I probably would have voted for it, but that was the very beginning of this pandemic. And there's a lot of questions about it then.
Meanwhile, a new Alaska coronavirus study shows months of strict interventions will be necessary to prevent thousands of deaths in the state. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, models developed by University of Alaska Anchorage researchers demonstrate the value of containment strategies on hospitalizations and deaths.
Dr. Tom Hennessy is one of the paper's authors and spoke about the research at a press conference held by the Anchorage mayor's office.
If we did nothing to stop COVID-19, up to 11,000 people could die in total in the state of Alaska. And that at the peak, up to 13,700 would need to be hospitalized at the same time.
According to the models, sticking just to moderate social distancing measures has the potential to push out the peak of hospitalizations in the Anchorage area by 3 to 4 weeks and substantially reduce the volume of hospitalizations. That would buy medical providers a little bit more time, but still overwhelm healthcare facilities by late April. The shelter-in-place measures outlined by the study are similar to what most Alaskans are living with right now. The good news is that under the academic model, that strategy is effective while it's in place. The bad news, though, is people don't have any immunity against the virus and won't until new medication therapies and a vaccine become available. And Hennessy says if current policies are lifted all at once, the virus could still spread rapidly.
And this rebound effects could be as devastating as the initial effects.
In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
A new U.S. Army program will pay soldiers a bonus for transferring to Alaska. As KiwiC's Tim Ellis reports, the money is also intended to help them prepare for winter when they get here.
The Army's begun offering payments to soldiers of up to $4,000 for what's called remote and austere conditions assignment incentive pay when they choose to be stationed at Fort Wainwright, Fort Greely, or Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
We recognize the fact that the soldiers and their families, when they come up and get to Alaska, you face unique and expensive challenges.
U.S. Army Alaska spokesman John Pinnell says the program's intended to help soldiers prepare for the rigors of life up here.
There's the proposition of buying quality winter clothing for the entire family, as well as the getting your vehicle ready for an Alaska winter.
It doesn't often get that cold, J-Bear, which may be partly why soldiers who choose to be stationed there will only get $1,000, or if they bring family members, $2,000. Soldiers who choose to be stationed at Fort Wainwright or Fort Greely will get twice that amount, $2,000 for a single soldier, or $4,000 with family.
The folks who come up here come into a challenging assignment, and we want to take some of the pressure off so that they can have the extra time and the extra money to get out and actually enjoy Alaska.
A U.S. Army Alaska news release issued last week says the lump sum incentive payment program was developed by a group of experts called the Alaska Quality of Life Task Force that traveled to the state in October to assess the situation. Active duty soldiers in good standing below the rank of colonel who come here from outside or overseas may ask for the incentive pay if they agree to serve a tour for a prescribed length of time, such as 24 or 36 months, and meet other criteria. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.